now on 4 with Britain's abortion law 40 years old. Dispatches investigates whether the current time limits for abortions should be changed. If you want to discuss the issues raised, log on to channel4.com/dispatches immediately after the programme. There is footage of abortions and aborted fetuses that some viewers may find upsetting.
Britain's abortion law is 40 years old this month. Unlike many countries, we allow abortion up to 24 weeks into pregnancy. Tonight, why so many doctors want the law changed. This week, a committee of MPs began hearing scientific evidence about abortion. On Dispatches tonight, the controversial research they didn't hear.
I believe that fetuses can feel pain, very likely by 20 weeks of gestation, and maybe possibly even earlier.
We reveal a new survey showing most GPs want the time limit for abortion brought down.
I think that it is totally barbaric that a 24-week fetus will be aborted on one floor of a hospital and in the intensive care unit in order trying to save the life of another one.
We break the medical silence over what the process really involves and ask whether it's time to update Britain's abortion laws.
I did look down and I got a quick glimpse of 2 feet and that was it. I just didn't look down again. I just held on to my husband and the nurse and let it carry on.
This abortion clinic, run by Mary Stopes, is one of the busiest in Britain, carrying out up to 60 a day. John Spencer is their senior consultant. He's one of the few doctors who performs late-term abortions and the only one willing to show how that's done. Generally, doctors don't tell and women don't ask.
The terminology I would use would be that the fetus is removed and that the fetus dies as a result of that process. And
but you wouldn't say that it wasn't removed in one piece?
I wouldn't say that, no.
Waiting to go into theatre is a teenager. She was shocked to discover she was pregnant, took time deciding what to do, and now she's nearly 16 weeks pregnant.
So you found out when you were about, what, 4 weeks?
No, I think I was a bit more gone than that. I think it was about maybe 6, 7.
And you're now 15?
Yeah.
So there's been a bit of a gap. How come?
Because my mum only found out recently because I didn't really know what to do. And I didn't know how to tell her, but she worked it out for herself because I hadn't been on my period. And in that time, I didn't really know what to do. I was going to have an abortion without telling my mum, but I didn't. My mum knows now.
And how are you feeling about what's going to happen today?
The abortion? I don't know. I looked it on the internet and it looks a bit not very nice, but it's what has to be done. So I'm not really that bothered about it.
The operation is done under general anaesthetic. After 12 weeks, the surgical procedure is riskier and more radical than in the early stages. John Spencer spells out what has to be done.
This instrument is passed through and whatever tissue is grasped just within the cervix, then gradually tissue is just removed.
But just to be really clear, if those forceps get hold of part of the fetus, you don't pull it out in one go?
The fetus can't come out in one go. We haven't dilated sufficiently for that.
Even in pieces, some body parts are still too large to pull out as they are.
Those two parts mainly are the skull and the base of the head, and then the spine and the pelvis. And in fact, they are crushed. Pick the table up, please. Can you answer?
Over 20,000 abortions a year in Britain are done after 12 weeks into pregnancy, about 10% of the total.
The first assessment, the
The clinic allowed us to film, but not to show the aborted fetus.
Bonded to the preparation.
And so just explain what it is you've been doing over the last couple of minutes.
We've been removing the... We've ruptured the membranes to remove the fetal parts and remove the placenta.
In most European countries, this would be illegal. Many only allow abortion after 12 weeks if the fetus is severely disabled or the mother's life is at risk. But British law allows the mother to abort if two doctors agree that the pregnancy would damage her own physical or mental health, and 98% of all abortions are done on those grounds. The ultrasound scan, which we couldn't film, shows Dr. Spencer what he's grabbing hold of.
And so how much are you having to break up the fetus to evacuate all the parts?
This gestation, the fetal parts are soft enough to break apart as they're being removed. So I don't really have to do a lot of work. I just have to be sure I've got, that I know what I've got in the forceps, and that I know that I'm within the uterus, and I can see what I'm taking hold of by the shadows on the scan. And I think that's it. We're just going to use the suction now.
The entire procedure takes only 12 minutes. The teenager will be able to go home in a couple of hours.
That's it, thank you.
Staff here say many women end up having late-term abortions because they've spent weeks agonising over what to do.
When you get up to the later stages, they're making a very difficult but important decision, putting their life and their future and, first, as they're entitled to do, and we're assisting with the requirement.
But all your focus then, all your wish to meet the demand is from the woman?
Yes.
And none of it from the fetus?
A 15-week-old fetus, the same gestation he just aborted, can suck its thumb. A week on, eye movements start. Weeks, it responds to touch by moving away. At 21 weeks, it reacts to sound. Weeks, and facial movements. But there's a huge debate among scientists. When are these just automatic reflexes? At what stage does the fetus become aware and able to feel pain? The research they're doing at Birmingham University represents one side of that row. Stuart Derbyshire, who's a psychologist, investigates how painful sensations from the nerve endings trigger activity in the top section of the adult brain. He believes the fetus can't feel pain until that section is fully connected to the rest of the body, which doesn't happen until 26 weeks gestation.
By 26 weeks, you've got the complete system. You've got input from the skin, the periphery, through the spinal cord, into the lower parts of the brain, and into the higher parts of the brain. And that system is complete and seems to be reasonably functional. Before 26 weeks, it's not complete and it's not functional.
10 years ago, a report from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the same thing, that fetuses under 24 weeks wouldn't feel pain during an abortion. They also say other reports since support that view.
I haven't seen anything in the last 10 years that's changed the general idea that the biological necessary components for pain are in place before 26 weeks. They don't seem to be in place before 26 weeks, so the Royal College is still on pretty solid ground if you're just looking at the biological evidence.
It's quite an emotional debate. How do you see it, and does it worry you about the impact it may have on women who are making an incredibly difficult decision?
Yeah. It is an immensely emotional debate, and the moral pressure to cave in and say, oh yes, all right, pain is possible, is absolutely huge. And women who are seeking abortions probably feel that even more strongly than I do.
That's why what this man is saying from America is so controversial, and why the hospital where Dr. Sunny Anand works doesn't want to be identified. Abortion is such a heated subject here.
Do you want to go up on the oxygen?
20 years ago, Dr. Anand's work at Oxford University helped prove premature babies could feel pain. As a result, they're now routinely given pain relief for surgical procedures. Now he believes the fetus behaves in the same way as the premature baby.
All of the hormonal changes that occur in a preterm baby who's stressed and exposed to pain are the same hormonal changes that a fetus will mount. There are some changes in blood flow that occur to the brain and other parts of the body, and those change in exactly the same manner in the fetus as they do in a preterm infant.
In his lab, Dr. Anand is also doing experiments with rats to see how the developing brain reacts to pain.
One of the first things that was discovered in this lab was which are the areas of the brain that are involved in processing of pain so early in life.
In an adult, pain is felt in the top of the brain, called the cortex. But Dr. Anand believes the fetus uses a lower area of the brain, the subcortical level, to detect pain. He thinks that function gradually transfers up to the cortex as the brain matures. But to start with, the fetus is using this lower section of the brain, and crucially, that develops before 26 weeks.
Current evidence, plainly there for all to see, shows that pain perception occurs at a subcortical level. We're making the mistake of calling the fetus or the preterm baby a little adult. It's a unique organism. It's a unique population and cannot be simply classified according to our adult view of states of consciousness. I believe that fetuses can feel pain, very likely by 20 weeks of gestation, and maybe possibly even earlier.
That totally contradicts the British report of 10 years ago, saying the fetal brain isn't fully connected until 26 weeks. But Dr. Anand claims that was disputed even then.
A wider representation was not sought from people in the scientific community, particularly those who hold opposing views. And in that sense, I think the workings of this panel and the viewpoint from which this statement is written is suspect. When the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says that this process of integration has not begun before 26 weeks of gestation, it's completely untrue. The connections start forming much earlier than 26 weeks. They are fairly mature, even by 18 to 20 weeks, certainly past 20, 22, 24 weeks. There are very rich connections.
Back in Britain, the Royal College deny their original panel was biased and say they only reached their conclusions after reviewing all the available evidence. But there are other scientists here who worry that report is now outdated. The hospital where Professor Vivette Glover works also didn't want to be linked to the abortion debate. In the 90s, she monitored fetuses reacting violently if they were injected to give them blood transfusions. She tried to establish the difference between a reflex action and a genuine feeling of pain.
It's quite likely that there isn't a sudden moment when the fetus starts to feel pain. It may come on like a dimmer switch. so that it flickers on, flickers off, grows in strength.
I think up to 17 or 18 weeks gestation, it's extremely unlikely the fetus has any conscious experience of pain, feels pain. I think after 26 weeks, it becomes very likely that it does. And I think the grey area is between 17 weeks and 26 weeks.
So if it's a grey area, should you err on one side or the other?
Well, I think one should err on the side of giving the fetus the benefit of the doubt and treat it as though it does feel pain, at least from 20 weeks, where I think the evidence becomes a bit stronger.
For abortion, that could mean changing the law to drop the time limit or giving the fetus anaesthetic before the operation.
I remain pro-choice, and I think there's really not much issue before 13 weeks. After 20 weeks, I would prefer it if practitioners thought about the possibility that the fetus may be feeling pain. But I think, for me, the implications are about how abortions are done, rather than whether they're right or wrong.
There are 3,000 abortions a year at 20 weeks and over. Two-thirds of those are healthy fetuses aborted because the mother's physical or mental health is at risk. In Hull, Dr. Kate Guthrie runs the NHS abortion service and also speaks for the Royal College on this issue.
The Royal College is constantly scoping what's going on with advances in medicine, all aspects of medicine, and if evidence comes through that in fact we need to reevaluate and redo our guidelines, then the college will do that.
But there is evidence already that there may be flickerings well before, possibly even down to 17 weeks, and yet the Royal College sticks to 26.
Then I think the college will reevaluate that.
However, the Royal College has just submitted evidence to the Committee of MPs looking at the possible impact of scientific developments on the abortion law. They say they're not aware of any work by Dr. Anand or anyone else that contradicts their report of 10 years ago.
If we thought that we were carrying out procedures which caused pain and significant harm, we wouldn't do them. This is why we are so dependent on scientific evidence. If the evidence comes through, good quality evidence from research, which shows we have to alter our standpoint, if we believe we're causing pain, then somebody like me, I'll change my practice to go with it.
The possibility of fetal pain isn't the only scientific issue which affects the abortion debate. There have also been medical advances which mean more babies are surviving at the same age they can still be aborted.
What has actually happened is that babies now survive at much lower gestation and at much smaller weights than they used to survive. So babies now can survive at 23 and 24 weeks even.